1. Dying the American way. To the living, we owe respect, but to the dead, we owe only the truth. Voltaire. At the time of this writing, in the next room, my dear wife is dying. It is only a matter of hours, I have been told, until the brain tumor that has tried to take her for over 5 years will finally end her existence, and its own, in a rather odd victory. The beginning of our family ordeal arrived with a whisper. First came the soft, terrifying voices, and later the auditory hallucinations that my wife worried might be the first signs of madness. After being assured that was not the case, she found that the hallucinations lessened, only to be followed by a persistent headache that intensified each day. On a sunny California morning, she rose and said that the headache had worsened, and then said, "You don't think I have a brain tumor, do you?" Seeing the concern in her eyes, I immediately hugged her and said, "Oh, sweetie, no. It's probably those allergies of yours acting up again," not for a moment thinking that such a horrible thing could be true. For Chris and I still lived on that side of the river, where the illusion of past well-being lulls one into a sense of present security. It is finally illness that wakes us from such dreams, and in a moment we find ourselves on the opposite bank, looking back to see who we once were. "I think we should go to the hospital," she said. So began our descent into the bowels of a brutal and savage corporate medical business, one that would prove nearly as traumatic as the tumor itself. For in America, from the beginning, my wife, as with millions of others, was not looked upon as a patient, but rather as a consumer, which meant being seen as an opportunity by some and a liability by others. In all my travels throughout the world, I have never heard of terminal patients being referred to as customers, except in the United States, and that alone speaks.